Environmentally conscious organizers assembled for the fourth year in Sarasota this weekend to share ideas on how to live green, reduce your carbon footprint, and to save energy. The purpose of the eFest was to generate a greater interest and participation at the community and grassroots level. All segments of the community, including private businesses, government organizations, and the nonprofit sector, attended the event. Michael Storino is an environmental specialist from Sarasota County. He and his colleagues were at the eFest to encourage grassroots efforts within the community by educating people about energy-saving tips.
We're basically promoting sustainability within our community. We have a lot of outreach programs, information pamphlets on how the community and citizens of the community can increase their sustainable efforts. We're also asking people here to sign pledges to commit to sustainability efforts here. As an incentive, we're also offering a compact fluorescent energy-efficient light bulb, kind of as that first step to maybe spark that interest and get them on the road to sustainability.
The light bulbs help to reduce heating and cooling requirements in the home and business because they are much more energy efficient. He also recommends to people to use energy efficient appliances and properly insulating their home.
So there's a lot of good initiatives out there, and we're just trying to get that message out and get people involved and interested and excited about actually using those methods.
Mike Evans from EcoSmart is the regional director of an environmentally friendly construction and consulting company. He brings products to the market that are healthy, efficient, and disaster resistant.
Our mission is to do saving resources long-term, make the planet a better place to be. We do that through a simple capitalistic system of when you go to buy a flooring product or a build a house with walls or do solar or do reclaimed water, that we have a proven path of these are the technologies that will go to work for you. We can tell you how much they cost, how much they're going to pay back. So they're known technologies.
He encourages potential home buyers to invest in green technology because it provides a return on their investment.
The first reason you build a green home is because it's less to live in a green home. The facts are that even though it's another 3, 5, 7% from a builder's perspective, as a homeowner, you pay an energy bill and you pay an insurance bill. When you factor in the energy bill and the insurance bill, especially if you're using a mortgage on a new house, it doesn't matter that the building costs more because your operational expenses go down. So what we find is in a traditional house, by building it green and putting extra technology in there to drive the electric bill down 50, 60, 70%, it's actually going to be paying you $100 after you've paid the increased mortgage because of energy savings and insurance savings.
Other companies are joining the community effort at going green. United Natural Foods International is an organic food distributor. This company practices what they preach by installing solar panels and solar tubes at their facilities. WMNF spoke with John Paul Litterer, the company warehouse manager, about their green practices.
It's natural lighting coming in through the ceiling, and it works through a tube array, and then it distributes the luminous from the outside lights into the area.
With the solar tubes, they reduce their energy requirements for the building because they have less need for traditional lighting. Their employee motto is, kill the juice when not in use, to hold each other accountable for energy saving. He is also a member of the company's green team that reaches out to the community.
We do everything we can. We also have helped clean up the beaches in the local area. On Earth Day, our HR group met with one of the local elementary schools. And we took that information, and on Earth Day, they planted a large amount of seedlings and so forth in the area. Getting everyone involved, getting the local community involved, and this is just a natural alternative to the lifestyle that we're offering for everyone.
Besides organizations providing organic food, there were also attendees at the fest with a goal to increase consumer awareness. Oceana is an international organization that protects marine species and their habitats. Their volunteers came to the eFest to get the word out about global seafood contamination. Jonathan Frank, an Oceana representative, wants everyone to know about the high mercury levels in seafood.
We're petitioning Publix, asking that they post the FDA's advisory that says there are certain types of seafood, tilefish, king mackerel, shark, and swordfish, that contain enough mercury that it can be damaging to developing brains. So that means young children and women of childbearing age should not be consuming more than 6 ounces a week.
Another international non-government organization that deals with habitat preservation was the Isha Foundation from India. Their role is the well-being of the individual and the world. Vinitha Mohan spoke to us about Project Green Hands, which is their ecological initiative in Florida.
And our plan is to plant like 114 million trees in the span of 6 to 10 years so that at least we can see 10% green cover within the span of 6 to 10 years.
Because of today's energy and environmental concerns, the festival's purpose is timely. With all the available tips and technology on green living, there is a growth in citizen awareness and green community developments in Florida. The festival demonstrated that everyone taking small proactive steps can make a positive impact on the environment. Colleen Kripsteckes and Andrea Lipka, WMNF.